Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon. Great pleasure now to welcome one of the stars of our game to the microphone. He's a man who came back into the Eel side at the weekend after injury and then just went and did this.
Marty throws it left to Moses. Little chip and chase for himself. There's no one there. Moses, brilliant. Mitchell Moses spotted. No one at the back for the Tigers. And on tackle three, put in an audacious chip and chase.
And he joins us now, Chip and Chase Mitchell Moses. Welcome. Congratulations, mate.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. A good win for your boys. A tough game, but a good win, solid one.
Yeah, it was a tough game. You know, we had a few boys returning from being out the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it was a tough game, but it was good to get the win. But, you know, we've obviously got to be better with our start.
Can I just go back to the very start of this show today, Mitch? I was talking about the sense of occasion rule. I just don't know if Blake Ferguson has been chatting with you about the try that wasn't the greatest no try ever scored. Has he lingered on it? Is it worrying him at all?
No, I haven't spoken to him about it, but it was unbelievable the way he finished that try. He obviously hasn't scored one this year, and everyone knows that. So he's actually stinging for a try. So I think I'm going to be going to him a bit more often now that he's finished and stuff like that.
Looked like a pretty physical game. There was a bit of bad blood between, you know, you guys and the Tigers. How did it feel out in the field?
Yeah, it was a pretty physical game, like you said. At the start of the game, we made a couple of errors and just, you know, let him into the game pretty, you know, kept him in the game, I guess. But, you know, once we got back to our footy, which was going set for set, kicking to the corners and, you know, using our momentum that way, I found that we got on top of them and obviously come away with the win.
Speaking of physicality, Nathan Brown, I loved it when he singled out young Sean Bloor because he wasn't happy. He just ran straight at him. What is it like playing with Brownie? His aggression is just, it's so good to watch. I mean, keeping it under control, obviously, within the rules.
Exactly. That's what we need a game to do. But, you know, he's unbelievable. He's a mental case, but what he does with us as a leader, I guess, and he really leads by his actions, and what he does on the field is very inspiring, and you know, helps us boys out. So, but you know, he's taking his game to the next level this year. He's got to rein it in sometimes, I guess.
I just like what Sean Bloor had to say. He said, "I'm just I'm honoured." He even wanted to have an argument with me, which is good for a 19-year-old kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch, the chip and chase, young Adam Dewey's been spending a lot of time in the line. Was that a pre-video thing that you've picked up on or something off the cuff?
Yeah, it was a bit of video there. Brad, you know, we got early in the week. It was me and Brad and a couple of assistant coaches on the top of the field. And we're just talking about a kicking game and what's going to happen, and watched a few clips on how he is in the middle, in the front of the line. And, you know, that's just, you know, that's how our coach is doing all their work and, you know, feeding us all the video that we can, and then, you know, me just following it, I guess, and I was just lucky that I got the bounce and he didn't get to it, I guess.
Are you someone that watches lots of footy yourself, Mitch?
Yeah, I like watching pretty much every game. You know, I know that there's players out there that, you know, obviously try to get away from it, but I love my footy and, you know, any way that, you know, I'm always texting Brad during the games and that, seeing where we can get opposition teams and reverse them the week after and things like that. So, you know, I find that it helps my game out, and anything that can give me a little edge, I guess, in the coming weeks, I'll do.
How'd you feel Dylan Brown did while you're having a couple of weeks off?
Yeah, he was good. Obviously, it made it pretty clear that in the COVID break, I tore my calf, so he was pretty much taking control the whole break for 5 weeks. So he obviously learned a bit there, but you know, obviously to put it into practice in the game situations, I thought he'd done pretty well. And, yeah, he, like me, I just came back in. It was easy for me to come back into the team this week with him there. He just had to run the footy, and you know, I'd take a bit of pressure off him, I guess, as well.
Keen to have a crack at Sonny Bill Williams if he comes back in?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think any team would love to have him in their side. He's a classy player, and you know, I think he's been pretty harsh done by with everyone saying that he hasn't been playing that good when he was at Toronto. I think he was, you know, involved in a lot of stuff, and he was trying really hard. Just things weren't probably sticking, but I don't think he's really lost anything, so I think any team would love to have him.
Sitting on top of the table at the moment, obviously the Panthers have a say in that over the weekend, but how does the team feel confidence-wise?
Yeah, it's we'll obviously take a bit of confidence out of it. We've obviously had a a tough 10 or 11 weeks, whatever it is, of footy. And you know, the boy, we got a 10-day turnaround going into this Bulldogs game, so the boys are, you know, resting up the body over the weekend. That's it's kind of like our bye, I guess, that we're going to have to this week for the season. We don't really get one for the whole season, so we're going to take it as kind of a bye going into the Bulldogs game. So the boys are going to rest up and hopefully be ready for the Bulldogs. But yeah, like I said, it's been a tough 10 weeks, and we're obviously sitting at the top at the moment without Penrith playing yet. But I guess we're pretty happy with the way we're playing at the moment.
All right, mate. Lovely to catch up again. Congratulations on a great return to the game.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
There he is, Mitchell Moses. Brownie, as a coach, when you watch the chip and chase, spectacular when it comes off.
Oh, brilliant.
Terrifying when it doesn't.
Brilliant. And, you know, a breath of fresh air, too, to see a kid that actually loves playing footy. And if your halfback doesn't love watching the game when he's not there, he's not a footy head. He's not the right halfback for your club. So, Mitchell Pearce was the same.
Yeah.
You know, Mitchell Moses, these kids that want to be... These blokes that are playing in the halves at the elite level, they need to be watching the game and self-teaching themselves and talking to their coach, because there is an element of play that gets away from the game and doesn't want to look at it, which is fine. But the ones in key positions, is it helps their development.
We won't get too excited, Tone, until we see a chip and chase regather and score from their own half. Yeah. That's the challenge for one of the halves.
Well, I think Corey Norman tried that for the Dragons last week against the Bulldogs. Didn't come off so well. This is the Saturday Scrum. We're doing it for King G.